right, Joe. Reporting office for you.
Say, maybe. I know, Lon mentioned, you know, coaches are eager to see how the guys responded after their first loss in a while. And just, the first period kind of tell you a lot about the group after that?
I guess. I mean, it's hard to come back from the West Coast. It's the 3-hour change, long flight, and then first getting back after a long road trip. It's always a dicey one, you know, for the team. And I know guys were tired. We optional this morning, and you don't know how they're going to come out. But I thought they came out outstanding. Our first period was exceptional. The scary one was the second, and that's where I was wondering if we were just going to have enough energy to finish. And clearly Vassie was our best player in the second period. He makes a remarkable save on Panarin on the one-timer. And so that gives us a little bit of breathing room. And then the guys found their legs in the third. And we talked about this, you got to lock games down, and that's what they did.
Coop Sergi was close and close to scoring, finally does in San Jose. Did you see him kind of catapult that from last game to this one?
Well, I think it definitely wears on guys when you don't score. And, we went 40-plus games without one, but it's not an indication of how he's been playing. It's a lot of times guys judge themselves personally on how many points they have, but that's not how coaches judge them. And he's improved so much in his own end and the way he's played. And he gets one the other night and gets a couple assists tonight. And so it's a little bit of a confidence builder for him. And good on him.
Sergachev said Decor really wanted this for Vassie to get a shout out for him. Mm-hmm. How did you see them kind of show that?
Well, it was all about puck management. So you want to watch the tail of two periods, watch the second, then watch the third. Our first and third were very similar, but the chances we gave up, and it was all, we just fueled the rush. That's all we did. And they're a good team. And when you turn pucks over and keep giving them rushes, that's what you're going to get. And it was unfortunate, but I do really like the way they regrouped in the third. And as that game, and now it's 4-0, but there's still a little bit of time left. Maybe the game's not in doubt, but the shutout's in doubt. And they gave up nominal chances at the end. And it was nice to see the guys do that. And great for Vassie. So it's he's deserved probably more than he's had this year. But our guys really helped him out tonight.
How have you seen Vasilevskiy kind of get his rhythm back in the, what are we now, 3 weeks since he's been back?
I think some of that is dictated by the way we play in front of him. So if you think about Philly and Montreal out of the break, he gets a couple wins in those games, but there's big numbers. There's five in each of those, and a lot of that was predicated on how we played in front of them. But I think since then, and I don't even, the San Jose game was a tough game for us, last game of the road trip, and they played extremely well. He's played really well for us, but I think as well, we've played better in front of them, and when you put the two together, it usually leads to much less goals against.
How competitive he is, though. How much do you expect him to kind of bounce back, even though the San Jose game was not him before? So you feel like it's a big goal.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, you're gonna have. There's ups and downs during the year, so competitiveness, work ethic, conditioning, all those things. That's, you never have to worry about that with Vasilevskiy. It's key. He's been the rock behind us for the last couple of years now, and so I never worry about that. It's, it's the coach, you worry about the guys ahead of them, and so they've been doing a really good job.
Callahan just
he aggravated something, so he couldn't go tonight.
John, you've talked a lot about during this little while about wanting to be better defensively. Even though you didn't have the puck a whole lot in the second period, how did you like the way your team defended in those situations?
Well, part of playing defense is having the puck, in my belief. So when you don't have it, there's probably a little bit of a problem there. Did we give up a ton of zone time? We did. Did we give up a whole bunch of scoring chances? I was surprised. There weren't as many, near as many as I thought. I guess in that respect, but you know, Vass still had to make a 10-bell save on Panarin and a couple other pretty good ones, and you know, maybe we don't give up. Well, we definitely didn't give up in the first and the third. But it was, as you said, there was a lot of zone time for them. But aside from Panarin, not a ton of unreal chances.
I'll text you in the morning.